We're about to enter the day of Rosh Hashanah. We are holding the last day of this year. Rosh Hashanah means the extremity of the year. It is the end of one year and beginning of the next year. When we approach Rosh Hashanah, we have to recognize that this is a day in which we focus upon recognizing that God is King of the world. On this day, the human being was created. Our job as human beings on this earth is to recognize God's existence and sanctify His existence. Although throughout the year a person has questions and a person has to contend with the philosophical hardships that he sees challenging his emunah, on the day of Rosh Hashanah we put all that to the side and we say, V'atahu melech. We come out with a declaration, Hashem, you are King. We recognize you are running the world. Rosh Hashanah is a day where, so to speak, it's the anniversary of Hashem's inauguration. Hashem said, what is the purpose of creation? That man recognizes that God runs the world. We have a responsibility to recognize that. On this day, Adam was judged, and out of God's kindness, Adam came out okay. And so God said, just as today I was extra kind to Adam, deserve it or not, I found the way to exonerate him. I found the way to give him a good verdict. By the same token, for all generations, I will judge them on this day. This is the day that the Akedah occurred, and so we blow a ram's horn, we blow the shofar, we arouse the mercies up above. This is the day in which, in heavens, it was decided that the Jewish people would come to be. Sarah was remembered on this day to have a child. Rachel, Hannah. The great women of Jewish history merited on this day that their lot changed. And this teaches us about the great potential of this day. We know that Avraham and Sarah were davening for years to have children. All their davening, well, it moved something in the heaven, but at the end of the day, it didn't change till Rosh Hashanah. Which means that as we approach this day, we have to understand that the fate of people, the fate of families, the fate of cities, and the fate of the world is sealed on this day. On this day, Hashem takes in the Jewish people first. The Talmud tells us, as we will see later on in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Melech v'tzibur melech nichnas tchila. When you have a king and his people, the king enters judgment first. If they're all going to be judged, the king gets judged first. And so on this day, we have a certain responsibility. We too are treated as kings on this day, and that Hashem brings us into judgment. And Hashem gives us a unique treatment on this day. On the one hand, ba'achat zekirah, in a glance, Hashem rules on all of us. On the other hand, Hashem takes each of our neshamas individually and gives it individual treatment, reviewing with it, what was your year like? And what's your next year going to be like? And ruling on us. And we have 10 days to appeal that judgment. We are fortunate. We are entering judgment with our Father. We are entering judgment with the most merciful judge that can be. One who wants us to come out clean. One who wants it to be a good year on our behalf. More than we want it, He wants it. So what we do is when we come into Rosh Hashanah, we don't talk about, God, this is what I want. God, this is what I'm worried about. That's not Rosh Hashanah. That's Seder Yemei Teshuva. That's Yom Kippur. Not Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, the focus is the recognition you are king. We make no personal requests on Rosh Hashanah. We make global requests. We say, Zochreinu Lechayim, remember us for life. And it's a lesson for us to think about us as part of a greater whole. This is not only my judgment that's happening tomorrow, it is our judgment. It is the Jewish people and the world's judgment that's happening tomorrow. And as a collective whole, we walk into prayer and we recognize that Hashem is King over us. Hashem should bless us all with a ktiva v'chatima tova and a shana tova. I tell all of you that from my perspective, I am mochel anyone and everyone. And if I said or did anything that offended you, I take this opportunity to tell you and all our listeners online that I ask you for mechila, and I hope you will afford me that. Shana Tova.